Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of BTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is June the 13th, 2018, Wealth Wednesday, as we continue our growth series for the month of June 2018. We're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited about everything that we're doing for the month of June, that we're helping and assisting small businesses to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Guys, it's going to be a great show. We're going to have a great opportunity to talk about five different things that you can do to build massive momentum in your business. And then not only that, we're going to have a special guest on our show, Ms. Katina Hutt from Five Frames Productions, on to talk about their play, upcoming play that's coming out, Retribution, which will be July 21st, 2018 at 5 p.m. at the Stafford Civic Center. The tickets are $20 a pop. You definitely want to bring your family out to this. This is going to be another great production by the Five Frames Productions. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support anything locally that's happening in your community, in your business, so that way you can continue to expand your network by supporting local events that's going on in your neighborhood. And unfortunately, a lot of small businesses don't do that today, which I'm hoping that by the continuation of me sharing this idea or thought with you, that you will get on your horse and start riding that down, because this is a great opportunity to show support. And the more that they see that you're out there supporting them, they will definitely get to support you. Again, it's a PHP effect, people helping people. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what we're going to be able to continue on as we grow in our communities where you are. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's just talk about the five different tips that you can do in your business today to grow massive momentum in your company. Well, we always have your website, which is number one, and making sure that your content is consistent across the board, your marketing materials, which is number two. Number three would be your social media pages that you have on maybe one or two or on three, which I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and as well as LinkedIn. You want to definitely tap into those social media events where they can promote and share your ideal thought of what you have in the marketplace to help others in the network. And then, of course, after you do that, you basically want to have marketing campaigns, promotions that you do. That's number four, promotions. Remember the five P's of marketing that I've always shared with you before, that it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. The more we stay focused on that, the stronger we are, the better we are, and the more we continue to build and grow like never before. And, of course, the fifth and last thing, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is going to be your product or service that you have in the marketplace. What are you doing to share that on a regular daily basis? And then who you have as your runners and what customers have you built rapport with that can share your information with everyone that they know. And, again, once you start learning how to do this on a regular, consistent basis, this will continue to help you build a strong network. It'll build momentum in your company, and then you basically will continue to have orders on a regular, consistent basis. And that's what you want week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. You want to continue to keep growing. And the only way to continue to keep growing, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to keep being innovative, creative, and making sure that you're sharing every detail about your company when it comes to sharing with people around you in your community. Again, going out to these events, partnering up with your Chamber of Commerce, and making sure that you have marketing materials to share with people. And what promotions that you're running each and every week, each month that you're in business. And the more we stay focused on that P of promoting, that's going to help us generate revenue on a regular, consistent basis. So with that being said, this is a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to really step up and step out when it comes to building your business, your brand, making sure that you online, your website is interactive. I keep sharing that on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen, that if you don't have an interactive website, you need to get one right away. The more we stay focused on that, the better we are, because you can get feedback, immediate feedback, from your customers who purchase from you on a regular, consistent basis. So that's what you want to do, and that's what you want to have when it comes to building your network, your brand, and when it comes to assisting as many people as you can in your area. So with that being said, it's a great opportunity for you to really step it in and making sure that you have all the details when it comes to your website. If you have any questions, ladies and gentlemen, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And because I'm doing so many things and helping many small businesses to build and grow their network, it's a great opportunity for everybody to do everything that you can right now. And I'm just super excited, and I'm super glad that I've been able to help you and everybody, so that way you can all learn how to sustain your business on the marketing campaign. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, that we have been able to share these past many years, and that way you can continue to learn and grow. Because, again, to me, the most important thing on the planet is all about growth. And the more we grow, the stronger we are, the better we are. And the more we continue to help as many people along the process. Now, and again, in your network, how many people do you know? How many people do you have that can help you build your business, your brand? Your customers use them as your runners. As long as you're giving out great customer service and you're supporting them and they support you, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You'll have a great network in hand in your community where you are. But now that you've built your business and your brand locally, now it's time to build it nationally, and then last but not least, internationally. Those are the three stages of business that you want to have consistently on a regular basis. And so I'm super excited for this great opportunity to share with you in reference to building your business here at GTE Professional Network Radio, and making sure that you have all of the details that you can do when it comes to growth. Again, growth is the most important commodity to be on the planet, and without that, you're not living, you're just existing. So as a business owner, as a brand, as a company, you want to make sure you stay on top of the five P's of marketing. Again, it's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. And that's what you want to continue to consistently do. How we're dealing with our people, we already know about our product. What about our pricing? And then making sure that, you know, our place, whatever we want to have it, whether it's a brick-and-mortar location or internet-based or online where you want to promote your company and your brand and your product. And then also, how many, what are you doing about your promotions? How are you promoting your company? How are you promoting your brand? How are you sharing the information locally in the community? And not only that, on social media. And not only that, on your website. So you have all these entities, ladies and gentlemen, that you can do consistently on a regular, consistent basis. But without further ado, I'm super excited to be able to bring on our special guest, Ms. Katina Hunt. And we've been friends for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you that right now. So I'm super excited because here I'm going to tell you she is a blessing from God. And I'm going to tell you, when you talk about gifts and talents, and this is what I love. I like to hang around creative people, creative thinkers, and she is definitely one of those that I want to share with you. I want her to tell her story too. But to share this, because the production that they're doing right now, Five Flames production for Retribution, that's coming out on July 21st, 2018, at 5 p.m., it's going to be held at the Stafford Civic Center. Ticket starts at $20, VIP $25. I want you guys to really get on this like clockwork. I'm going to be posting it on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, so you guys can also share this with everybody. It's a family event. I want everybody to bring everybody. I'm going. I'm definitely going. But I'm going to let you hear more from her. And I'm going to bring on right now, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Katina Hunt. Are you there?
Well, hello. Thank you very much, Ed. I'm so excited to be here today.
Go ahead.
I am CEO and founder of Restored Entertainment, and I partnered or co-partnered with Five Flames Production in 2016. We actually wrote and produced the first African American soap opera in Houston, Texas. We wrote our first short on last year, and we're using this play, Retribution, to birth the feature film of The Appointed coming this fall. So we're excited. My cohorts are Jeff Laguerre, J.D. Laguerre is our director, Felicia Lamb, and Tamitha Rusk, and myself again, Katina Hunt.
Wow. Wow, that is beautiful. I'm super excited that you have given me the opportunity to share this also with my radio audience, my listeners, in reference to building something for within the community. And I love community-based events, and I love community-based opportunities where we can grow together and support each other. I always say we always want to use that PHP effect, people helping people. And so this is a great opportunity. So let me ask this question. What got you guys started to do this this play called Retribution, and what is it all about?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, it is family-based. We wanted to add a twist. Many times you see TV shows and plays, different things in entertainment, bashing men. And so we added a twist. We are recognizing minority mental illness, which is the month of July, so we put retribution, which is a twist to revenge, and it's bringing, we're speaking from the voice of the woman. So we speak to the woman who is the alpha woman, the woman that's control, the one that has to has the last say in everything, in marriage, in her relationship with her mother, relationship in business. We speak to the nurturer. We speak the nurturing mother, the one who everything is founded on church. She has, you know, godly values. She is the mother of the husband in this project, and she's a nurturer, and he's kind of like a mama's boy. But she has created the epitome of a man that all of us women want, right? He's a good man. He's a great provider. He's a yes man to everything that Abel wants, and he loves his daughter, their only child. And Ava and him from college had set out to hit $1.8 million for their retirement, and they're steadfast and moving towards that. However, he loses his job, and she forgets that, you know, him losing his job was not a bad thing. He takes this time and transition in their daughter's life to kind of being home. You know, she's been a latchkey kid because they've been focused on career. And so he's just taking this time to kind of be at home, you know, be there to endure her transition to sixth grade. We know how, as parents, we know how pivotal that time is. You know, they get caught up in today's social media and boys and, you know, trying to peer pressure and trying to find out who they are. And so he just kind of wants to be a force at home, and she finds that to be the meaning. You know, it's a distraction to Ava, the wife. And so we kind of put a spin to it, ladies. We kind of give an opportunity for ladies to kind of see how we control things and not necessarily we bash our men verbally and physically and emotionally, and just kind of we put a spin to that.
Wow. Well,
forgive me, I'm just going on and on.
Yeah, no, you're great. That's great. I've been sharing this with my network, and believe it or not, I've been promoting it. I don't have any flyers or anything, but I've been sharing this because I think this is a great opportunity for us to really stand out and, you know, step up on reference to something on this magnitude. And I'm really congratulating you on your efforts and all your team's efforts for putting something like this together. And it's going to be held at the Stafford Civic Center, correct?
Absolutely, and at 1413 Constitution in the Stafford area.
Well, I know this is going to be a great production, a great opportunity. I'm going to be there, you know that. I will be there. So I already got my calendar marked for this date. And again, I've been sharing with everybody, and I've gotten a lot of likes on my pages because I put it on Facebook, Twitter, as well as LinkedIn to share with people in reference to that. And I'm real excited that you have put together something like this on a level where it could be a family event where people can come out. I'm talking to all the business owners across the network to come out and share this out with their families too. So this is going to be a great seriously, we want to pack the house is what we want to do.
Absolutely. And just want to pin a nail here for business owners that are in the Houston area or anywhere that may be looking for a economical way of promoting. We do have Playbill ads starting as low as $100 for a full page and as even lower at $25 for your business card. So if you're interested in doing some business promotion in a more economical way, you can email fiveflamesproductions@yahoo.com or restoredentertainment@gmail.com, and we'll get some information to you.
Okay, well, got it. That's a great thing, and I'm glad that you shared that because I've been sharing this on a level, and you know me. I'm a good promoter when it comes to these things, but I always share with them, if you want to promote your business well, you want to be a part of what's going on in the local community and what's going on, especially when it comes to the events in the community. I've been out working with a lot of different groups, even nonprofit organizations across the Houston area to do that. I'm also supporting the bullying with the kids right now, and that's a big thing right there. That we've been able to do. We haven't been out for that for anti-bullying. And so it's a lot of things that, like I said, we can also participate in with you. And I'm really happy for you guys for this production that you guys have put together. I think it's a great I like the materials that y'all saw on Facebook. That was pretty cool. And I think that with the way you guys are going, you're going to have a packed house no matter what. And I know you're probably looking down the road for the next production that you're going to be doing after this production. I'm really excited. So one question, though, that I do want to ask that is that what got you guys to really think about collaborating together with your company and then with the Five Flames?
Perfect. What was interesting is after having an opportunity to work on the soap opera, Restored Entertainment, myself, Felicia, and Jeff, we realized we was missing some components. And so we had Tamitha, who is a photographer, glamorous photography, and we needed somebody that had a good eye to doing the DP work, handling the camera. And so she partnered with us. And then the fifth person is the Holy Spirit. We just all believe in God. And so we take our collective talents and experiences. JD's exposure to theater more than 25 years. He's a military brat. He's done film over all over the world almost in different genres. And so his experience and exposure to theater and film, myself and Felicia, with our experience, I am the business behind the project. So I pretty much put all the business aspects. I look at it from beginning to end, and Felicia is the movement, and she gets everything going for us. And so that's kind of what drove Restored Entertainment. And so Tamitha just happened to be that pen that helped complete the four of us. And that's what helped us do this collaborative business.
Wow. I think that's one of the most important pieces, because I talk about co-oping so much the more here at GTE Professional Network Radio, in reference to helping each other and utilizing our gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind. And when you have creative spirits like that, and that you guys are all in agreement, it's a beautiful thing to be able to put something together and see y'all efforts and work come to fruition. And that's something that a lot of business owners I'm talking to today have not really realized, that you don't have to do it all by yourself. You're not an island. But if you collaborate or co-op with someone on that level like you, that can help you push the vision and the dream that you have out there, I guarantee you it comes to be a better relationship, and then you're building something bigger between two companies. And so that's one of the things that I really am here glad that you said that, because I want them to see it by hearing it, letting them see that it can work and that it will work if you are all in the same, you know, like-mindedness when it comes to creative freedom. So,
great.
What's going to be the next thing that you guys got coming up? Because I'm just looking down the road. Y'all going to be doing a lot more production besides this one. So what else did you think
absolutely.
As far as the rest of this year?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we have The Appointed, which we filmed as a short film last year. And the purpose of Retribution is to fund. We will be working on a feature film in the fall. We are preparing to submit to some of the high-end or larger film festivals, South by Southwest, the ABFF. And so we just wanted to make sure that we were able to really invest in our dreams. And, you know, everything we do right now as small business owners or entrepreneurs is out of our pockets. And so just to prevent from taking from our family, we do want to travel with this project as well. Felicia happens to be from East Texas. And so they've been a blessing to us in a couple of projects. And so we're working towards going to Nacogdoches, Longview, and those areas to kind of give them a touch of our magic on stage. And then Felicia and Tamitha both, we're all writers, Felicia, myself, and Tamitha. And both of them have their own written pieces that we will be producing pretty soon as well.
Well, I would like to have all of you guys on the show together to talk about that, because I think this could be something you guys can take across the country, besides in Texas, but I'm talking about other cities and states as well. And I'm looking forward to and I know JD, he's been around for a minute, so
yeah.
I know all the people. Yeah, you know, I can tell you, it's funny because, you know, we've been knowing each other for a minute now, so I'm really excited. And I get geeked out of my mind when I see excellence in the way I see it with you guys and what you guys are doing and putting together. I want the world to see that it is possible that you can fulfill your dreams. Yes, you may have to sacrifice a few things to do it, but it's worth it. And I just want to say I'm really excited for what you guys are doing. And I want to have all of y'all back on my show, though, before the production on July 21st, before the actual date of this event, but to really just talk about the collaborational parts and the hours that y'all put in. How long did it take y'all to put all this together, double work?
Oh, it is a everyday kind of event. We started planning the retribution in January. We're I'm, like I said, I'm the business, so I'm very strategic in everything that I do. We kind of mapped it out and started pulling the pieces together. We started writing in January as well, developing characters. And then we cast in March, and we did a few casting calls between the months of March and April. And because we are a family unit, we are very cognizant of time. And so, you know, with spring break and different things kind of get in that came up during that time frame, we did not start rehearsal until May. So we're doing a full three-month rehearsal. They rehearse 2 days a week currently. In the month of July, we pull it to about 3 to 5 days a week. However, they're looking really good, and we have pulled together a phenomenal, phenomenal project. It's really, really good. We're actually thinking of filming it maybe later because it's a very good project. It has a good message to it, and we are, like I said, because we're three strong women, we're able to really bring Ava, the lead character, to life. And so I think men will be pleased with the fact that they're not being bashed this time.
Wow, Katina. Well, I want to get to the last part of this show. As we know, this is only a 30-minute show, ladies and gentlemen. I know I could talk to her for a lifetime because, you know, I love
okay.
you. You know, I always love you, Katina. You
know,
you
beautiful.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everything that you have shown and shared. Now, tickets. How do my radio listeners get on to get the tickets today? What do they
Perfect.
Need to do?
Perfect. They can actually go to Eventbrite. /5flamesproductions and purchase tickets today. Tickets currently are $25 for VIP, which is going to give you preferred seating and a swag bag offered by Ladies Night Out here in Houston. And general admission tickets are $20. Those ticket prices will change on July 1st. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in coming, let's go ahead and click the button and hit purchase your tickets. If you're here in Houston, you can actually connect with one of us. We will have some remote locations coming up this weekend and the next few weekends leading to the show. So pay attention to social media. You can go to Facebook. I'm Katina Hunt, our Restored Entertainment on Facebook. The link, the Eventbrite link is there. Or you can inbox me, myself, Felicia Lamb, or Tamitha Rusk for tickets. If you're here in Houston, we can definitely get to you on any corner of the city.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you for sharing that, Katina. I'm going to be also posting to this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited again. Again, we're listening to one of my good friends, special guest with Katina Hunt, in reference to this great play. I know it's coming out. I know y'all better have pens and paper. Every time I give y'all these events and dates, I want y'all to make sure y'all take copious notes and making sure that you write these things down. Again, July 21st, 2018 at 5 p.m. It's going to be located at the Stafford Civic Center for the great play. I'm going to say great play, Retribution. So I'm looking forward to all of you guys tuning in and making sure that you get that because I'm going to be posting again, Katina, on social media as well, sending that over to everybody that I know in my network as well as other people as well. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. Again, it's been a fun pleasure to wear the favorite. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a great show for us next week. We're going to be talking about continual growth in your network and your business as we continue with the 5 P's of marketing and marketing tools and tips to assist you in your growth. And then thank you again, Katina, for coming on as our special guest. And we're going to talk again.
Thank
we're
you.
Going to definitely meet up again and do this more.
All right, perfect.
All right,
I appreciate you very much.